What's up, my beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of Running Through My Mind. I'm excited about this episode because this really relates to me so hard. So we put on my Instagram, what is running through your mind? And I got one of my favorite topics to talk about with y'all right now. I'm going to read it. So it says, I think there's this expectation to be good at running immediately. It's tough. Man, that hits home. It really hits home. A quick story on my background. So I started running in May of 2017 to face my fear, to hold myself accountable, to love it. And I started loving it. I started enjoying myself. And it became to me something that was bigger than just myself personally, because immediately I saw running being a privilege that not everyone has. And I wanted to take advantage of this privilege. This is why I ran across the US, LA to New York City, in 84 days for a nonprofit, Souls for Souls. And I've done races, the very beginning, the mile race, the 5K, the half marathon, just to raise awareness, raise money for things that matters to me, and using my privilege of running and doing so. So that's what running is to me. It was an escape for me from the demon that I was facing in the world that we live in, both personal, internally with myself, and outside, about things that I can control. But I do know, I did know, and I still know, when I'm out there running, it makes me feel that much better. I'm much more happier. So running has never been something to me to be the fastest person, to be racing all the time. It wasn't that. So there's an expectation for me having a streak of 6 years to be really good at running. And it hit really hard. It really hit hard when I finished the Boston Marathon. I have a story for y'all with a few posts that I got. I think 3 or 4 posts actually, saying, someone specifically said to me in one of the comments, and it says that, it's so, not word for word exactly, but somewhere along the line, this is so disappointing. I thought you were better than this. I thought you were going to run a 2 hours and 30 minutes. You've been doing all this streak, all these miles, and it has nothing where to show for it. I was just like, whoa. It hurt. It did. I got to admit, I'm human. I have emotions just like y'all do. But immediately, I said, let me answer this guy back. I said, thank you so much for thinking highly of me. 230? Question mark. Hey, he thought highly of me to begin with. But I said to him, just because I run every day, it doesn't necessarily make me fast. You have to do a specific training. You have to speed train. And if you do those things, yes, you can be faster. And I did those things throughout this training block, and it made me faster. I've never run 26.2 miles at 6 minutes, 56 seconds per mile. Average, nope. When I did some of the tempos, I was splitting, -6 splitting, like 5.55, 5 something. I've never done that because I started incorporating speed. So the fact that I've been running every day, the fact that humbly, so grateful that I got this audience, this popularity across the social media with running, and humbly, we basically started running and showing it more on social media, and it became a thing. And I love that everybody else is sharing their experience. So I think people see me as this person that's untouchable, that's this running guru. And this is why I never tell people how to do stuff. I share my experience with you, and it might help you as a blueprint to start your own journey, because it's different for everybody. There's not one way. So just because of all those things, I think there's this expectation, not everyone, for a good amount of people though, that I should be really good at what I do. Like this person wrote on this, what's running through your mind. And it's really tough. It's really tough to deal with. And what I had to remind myself, and what I would recommend for you to remind yourself, you just have to know why you do this. You don't have to run to be really good at it. You can run because you just love it. It's just fun for you. You can have a hobby and don't be great or exceptional or advanced at it. Sometimes those hobbies we have is because we do it because it's pressure-free. That is why I fell in love with running, because it is pressure-free. I don't have to show anyone how I'm doing it. I don't have to show anyone how good I am, how hard I train. I just wanted to share the joy for running for me with you guys. And for those who are curious about running, who think that they can't do it, because at one point that was me. I was afraid of running. I didn't like running. And that story goes behind, far back to college, when running was used as a punishment for us. Even though I was a starting 11 player playing soccer, I absolutely did not like fitness. I absolutely didn't But in a game, though, 90 minutes, I'm all over the field. You can look my highlights up on YouTube. I'm plugging myself a little bit. But I could run all day in a game. But when it came to fitness-specific running, it was so scary to me. And it worked. Coach told us, you might not be the most talented players in the country, but you'll be the fittest. So you know what that means, to be the fittest? That means you got to do stuff that makes you fit, which was run. So run because you want to love it. Run because it's a hobby. We can have hobbies to just enjoy yourself. And it really is hard sometimes to cancel the noises, the outside noises. But one other thing that my father always said to me, I'm not saying this is a saying, I'm sure people say this all the time. He always said to me, the dogs will always bark. So, and I say, why'd you say that? And he was like, well, whether dogs are happy, they bark. When they're mad, they bark. When they're sad, they bark. So basically, no matter what we do in this life, people are always going to have something to say. Some things that we want to hear, some things that we don't want to hear, but they're always going to have something to say. So what we can do is just focusing ourselves on why we do certain things and the joy that it brings to our heart and keep moving forward based on that. And this is a reality, not just for me, it is for many people, if not most people or all of us, because we have this expectation. This expectation comes from friends, family members, people we just met, and the social media world could be very brutal. And we just have to just remind ourselves, like I said a little bit ago, why am I doing this, right? Answer that to yourself and get out there and have fun. And don't worry about that expectation of being a really good runner. Because if that's also something you want, you have the expectation for yourself. And that is okay too. And I say that because when I went into this training block, my expectation for this now was to be faster than I was. So now that means I had to put hard work in. So I wanted to see that result. I was a little bit short of it, but even though with that, I still became much faster than I have ever been on this 6-year run streak journey. Just the fastest I've ever been. It's just insane to me that people will assume that you should be a guru at something because you might be known for it or because you do it too often. If you think about it, really, even pick up basketball or pick up soccer. We go play you do it all the time, it's your getaway, right? But do people expect you to be LeBron James? Like, people think we're just going to be LeBron James or Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, Neymar, Mbappe, Steph Curry. And if they expect us to be, oh, thank you for thinking highly of me. I really appreciate that. But to also be mad that I'm not that, I think that's their issue. And I will not let that affect me because they're thinking I should be that and expecting that. And it's nice that you're thinking highly of me. But to be mad about it, the way that it's said, that's the thing that hurts. The way that it's portrayed. Another thing that someone said to me was, this is like, you're just doing this because you want to be popular and you can't even run a sub-330 marathon. Your fastest marathon was 338. And he went back to dig far enough, and that was 2019. And I did New York City Marathon with no training at all. But I really thought I could do it even in 320, and I did 338. It was a fun race for me, but I just wanted to push it while I was out there. And then reality hit at mile 19. I was like, hey, Hella, yeah, you've been running every day, but you didn't really train for this. So just battle that, finish the race. But that person really didn't know what my journey was about. So I just gave him the benefit of the doubt. But they were like going to leave multiple comments and say, yeah, he can't even run a marathon faster than 338. And those are the thing, because he probably saw me. And then those are the people that actually, you see that they don't even follow me. I don't even know how they even know the story. Did they just go look at my account one day and make assumptions? But those are the kind of things that were coming around. And it was saying that he can't even run a 330 marathon. But when I went out there, it wasn't about proving those people wrong. It was about proving myself right. Proving that if you do put the training in, hell, like, you can push your limit. And I always think about Eliud Kipchoge saying no human is limited. What I interpret that by is, yes, we have a limit right now, but we can break through that limit. And I do believe that. My limit in 2019 was 3 hours and 38 minutes for the New York City Marathon. I broke through it because I just ran a 3 hour and 1 minute and 34 seconds. So that was a limit for me at the time, and I broke it. So no human is limited. You can keep breaking those barriers and improve forward as long as you're doing it for yourself, proving yourself right, not about proving other people wrong. And just focus on you having fun and know that this is the thing that's going to happen, and let the dogs bark. Noises are always going to be made, and we just have to do our best to look at the positive noise that are coming in. So think about all you amazing people, for myself, that are coming in and saying, hey, you're an inspiration. Keep it up. This is awesome. This is great. That's what I focus on. And that's what's amazing. And I want running to be, and if you're listening to this, the person who mentioned this, I don't know if they want to be named or anything, so I'm keeping the name away. If you're listening to this podcast, I would say, think about the impact you put on the people around you, your family members, if you have kids, relatives, whatever it is, or if you even are on social media, people are seeing you doing what you love, and that's going to encourage them to do what they love, right? So think about that aspect. Don't think about people expecting to be really good. Running is really tough. It is a hard thing to do. It's not just physically tough, it is mentally tough, because you got to combat physical pain. Sometimes those pain are not even always injuries, but those pain are just because your body is being put out of discomfort, right? And now you got to entertain yourself. It's a team sport. You see the cross country team, my elite team, but when you run, you're an individual doing the task. For football or soccer, we can depend on each other, positional. But running is the reason, respectfully, I said, is one of the most difficult sport, if not the most difficult. It's not because, I mean, by physical football, you tackle each other, soccer, slide tackle, headed, you can help with hockey. I'm not saying it by that. It's one of the most toughest sport, if not the toughest, because it's you versus you in the head. So it's already tough enough, right? It really is. I love this. I love my journey. But it's not always sunshine and rainbows. There's ups and downs, but the ups overtakes the down. So I look forward to when that happens. You know, it's almost like chasing that runner high every day. So you're getting out there to chase something that will make you feel better, make you feel good. So is that hard enough already? That's enough pressure. Now, we don't need anyone to expect us to do something. And if we don't do that, and they come and point fingers and trying to bash you and trying to bring you down, and we don't need that. And if that's what you want to do, I don't know. I think we got to be nice to each other. We already have enough situation happening in this world that's not ideal. And running is a safe space for people, myself, and I'm sure it is for many of you that are listening and watching this. And let's keep it that. So go out there and run for fun. If you want to walk for 5 minutes and run for 30 seconds, do that. That's what makes you happy, and that's what you enjoy. If you're trying to improve, try and go improve. But expectation from other people, that's their expectation. Expectation from you to yourself, that's your personal expectation, private, within you and for yourself. And people who are out there listening to this that have this mindset, sometimes it's not done on purpose too, and I really understand that. Maybe that person, I give him the benefit of the doubt. That's what I said. Thank you for thinking so highly of me. Maybe he also didn't know. He assumed just the fact that I get out there and run every day. I've been doing this for so long. This run streak, high mileage run. He probably thought that would make me a better, faster runner. And I think I am a better runner from day one. No doubt about that. But I guess a 2:30 marathon, which is some, to me, that's elite. 2:30? Maybe one day, but not right now. Maybe one day. Do I even have a goal for that? I don't even have a goal for that. I don't even care for that time. I really don't. So, but maybe he really thought that. He assumed that. So that could be the case. And this is why I'm so happy I didn't go respond to him in an angrily fashion or mad, because I was just like, thank you for thinking highly of me. But I just needed him to know, just because you run every day, that you should be running 2:30 marathon. I'll tell you, people don't run every, there's people who run like a few times a week. They can run way faster than me. In fact, they can run 2:30 or better. But there's also people who run majority of the day and the week. And I'm sure there's probably people out there who run every day. I don't know for how many years. It could be a year or a few months or whatever. They could still run much faster than me. But because they put the necessary work in, that allows them to get there. And I put the necessary work in throughout my training block to get me to a 3:01. If I hadn't done that, if I were to go run the same marathon based on my streak and the distance I've been logging, and there's no anaerobic training, there's no turnovers, there's no way I'd get closer to 3:01. I think at best, maybe like 3:30, maybe. That's what I'm thinking. So, expectation comes from people sometimes they don't understand. Expectations sometimes come from because they're trying to bring you down. So, keep doing you. Keep loving what you do. You can have a hobby and enjoy something and not want to be great at it because you just want to do it because there's no pressure to be great at it. There's no pressure to be the best at it. The only thing that you want is just happiness. That's why you do it. You just want to go run because you want to pick your leg up. You want to exercise. You want to clear your head. You want to just live life. And that is okay. So focus on yourself and your why and keep moving forward and forget the rest, right? That's what this is all about. Enjoy yourself. Running is for everybody and anybody, and you do not have to be this elite just because you get out there to run. And especially when you just start, people are just like immediately. That's not your goal. Your goal is to just enjoy yourself. Your goal is for hobby. And your goal could be to be better than you were. And I'm sure you will be. So leave those people out who are trying to do that. And I know it's harder. It's easier said than done. But just remind yourself your why. That'll help you to keep moving forward. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Running Through My Mind podcast. Love y'all. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.